And now some of your emails. Yesterday, we brought you the story of Charlie Kleinman, who received a heart transplant from a teenager who died in a swimming accident. Kleinman struggled to thank the boy's family, a task made even harder when he was diagnosed with cancer.
It was my intention to promise them that I would be a worthy keeper of the flame, if you will. How I would contact them and tell them, thanks a lot, it's been a great year and a half, but I think it's going to be over in a few months. The one thing I don't want to do is contact them and tell them a lie.
Hugo Vargas of Phoenix, Arizona writes this. As a transplantation physician, I am acutely aware of the mixed emotions that a solid organ transplant from a deceased donor engenders. Yet the beautiful gesture that keeps recipients alive and provides solace to the donor's family was very tenderly covered by your story.
On a lighter note, Danny Vseth of Milwaukee enjoyed my chat yesterday with Mike Nakagawa, also known as DJ Nakaji. Vseth writes, I was grinning from ear to ear listening to the story about the music chosen for the snowboarding competition at the Olympics. That you actually played a portion of AC/DC's TNT was amazing, he writes, but to hear Darling Melissa's Oi, did you hear that, Robert? Darling Melissa was yet another reason I treasure the breadth of your storytelling. Believe it or not, Danny, we enjoy a little headbanging here at All Things Considered.
TNT, oi, oi,
Robert, you want to join me?
Oi.
Oi.
We like your
oi.
Letters, too. Write to us at npr.org.